You may be seated. Welcome back from Thanksgiving break. All good. A couple weeks to go. We're on the countdown. Hey, a couple chapels ago, I introduced you to my granddaughter, Louisa Noreen Boersma. New picture. Born on October 22, 2017. Well, today I want to introduce you to Louisa's great-grandmother, my mother, Connie Hinga Boersma, who was born on August 11, 1927. Okay, if those of you doing the math, 91 years old. Yes. So Louisa and Mom are on the different spectrums of the end of life, the different ends of the spectrum of life. And I exhorted you a few weeks ago to tell Louisa and her generation about Jesus and how they can be involved in God's kingdom purposes in this world. Today, I want to exhort you to listen to Mom and how Jesus has been a part of her life and how she has been a part of God's kingdom purposes throughout her life as well, too. When I think of my mom, I think of the words from Psalm 92, verses 12 through 14, which go like this. The righteous flourish like a palm tree and grow like the cedar of Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. That last line, in old age, they still produce fruit, and they are always green, full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. My mom's life, by God's grace, is a testimony of God's goodness and his uprightness. You're full of sap. You're a sappy, still at 91. So, Mom, tell us a little about when you came to know Jesus. When was that?
Well, when I was a little girl, I went to Sunday school. And Sunday school had a big impression on me. I would hear the stories about the Good Shepherd and how he found that little lost lamb, and I was so touched. And then you would hear another about Noah and the ark, and how God saved his people for good. And that made a big impression on me.
So God's faithfulness of pursuing you. Did they have flannel graph boards back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was big. Time. Oh, nice.
No, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no social media stuff. Yeah. No videos back then.
Right.
No, okay, flannel graph board. So Sunday school, going to church, but also your parents, right? Mom and dad.
My father was a professor here and a coach and the whole works. Back then you did everything because they couldn't afford anything else. So anyway, but my father would get up in the morning before he came to the college, and I would see him in his chair praying before he started his day, and that made such an impression on me.
Yeah, and you said your dad used, you'd always pray at the dinner table, and you said dad would always ask you and Uncle Bill, how your day and how God worked in your day, and so seeing that God was not just reserved for Sundays, but that God was involved in every part of your life, right?
Right.
And your mom taught you what?
How to love people of every color, every nationality, how to be kind and respectful and just love God's children.
Very good. So you were introduced to Jesus when you were very young, and then I remember you telling me you always wanted to be a missionary. What's up with that? When did you get that going?
Well, you know, this was big. Back then, missionaries would come from Mexico and
Saudi Arabia.
And all over, and they would talk to the Sunday school classes.
Yeah.
And those were wonderful experiences and stories, and I thought, Oh, wouldn't I love to be able to bring somebody to Christ?
Yeah, which in expanded your vision that right. God loved the world, right? And that God was doing great work in Mexico and Saudi Arabia and all these different parts of the world.
Right.
So it wasn't just about you that God loved
the world.
And that was big for you back then. You never did become a missionary, but you are a missionary here. You never went overseas, you've been a missionary here. So, okay, so growing up then, you then come to Hope College, came to Hope College. How did your relationship with Jesus then impact your college days? Because they're the same age.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had many organizations on campus. One was the Y. I, of course, was in the YW because I was a woman. And so anyway, we would meet and we would talk about Jesus and experiences and how to further your life when you got out of school and what to do with it.
Yeah.
So.
But when you came to college, too, you met all kinds of different people from different parts of the country, right? Even though Hope was small back then in the 40s, you still met some different folks.
Right.
And one of the folks you met was Sam and Pauline, who was it?
Williams.
Tell us a little about them.
Well, we had a school from the Reformed Church called Bruton, Alabama, and it was Southern Normal School. And it was back in the days of segregation, and black children were not getting the education. So the Reformed Church set up a school for these children to come and live on campus and get a good education.
Yeah.
And they were from Bruton,
Alabama.
And they came to Hope College. Now, they didn't come together because they weren't married then, but I got to know them as friends, and they made a big impression on my life at that time.
Yeah.
So
for you, during your college days, you began to meet people from different parts of the country, and you got faced with tough issues like issues of racism and you know, the poverty and some of those big issues that you really weren't, you didn't have a lot of experience with when you were growing
up. Not living in Holland.
Yeah, yeah. And so it gave you a broader view of God's justice for the world too.
Right.
And that made a big impression, which we'll talk about even how that impacted you later on.
Right.
So, okay. So you went to Hope College, got your degree, teaching degree, but it was at Hope that you met Dad then, right?
Right.
Okay. And you got married on August 4, 1949, right?
Right.
Okay, look at that picture. Wow. Come on. Come on. You were a knockout. Wow. Matt and Dad's looking good. All right. So you and Dad and your relationship developed here, but Dad was a little different than you. You were pretty outgoing. Dad was a little shy.
Very shy.
Very shy. And so, but what did you see in Dad, you know, that made a difference?
Well, my first encounter of him was he was so shy, I called him by the wrong name. Anyway, but he just had a character about him. He just seemed like a very stable, very grounded person. I found out that he loved the Lord like I did. And he just had all the good qualities that I was looking for in a husband.
Yeah. Didn't you say you prayed to the Lord and you said, if you give me a good husband who loves you, your life would be fulfilled?
Right.
Right? And he brought Dad in your life.
Right.
Yeah. So you got married on August 4, 1949, and then you started a family.
Right.
And you had three kids.
Whew.
All right. Let's see. Whoa. There's little Polly in the front row. You fed us well.
Yeah. And Bill had his Sunday school pins on.
And Bill's got his Sunday school pins on. Wow. You dressed us well. You dressed us well. So you started having a family. What were your prayers for us as your three children? What were your hopes and dreams for us?
Well, of course, number one would be that they would learn to love the Lord like we did, and also that they would go out into the world and do good and love God's people and be a Jesus to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. So one of the ways you did that, every day before we left our house in the morning, you know, we'd go to school or whatever, you would always, Dad or you would grab us and you would look us in the eye and say, now remember who you are. You're a Boersma and a child of God. What were you trying to convey to us?
The world is a big, ugly place. And I knew my children had to go out and face all kinds of problems and all kinds of challenges and temptations. And I wanted them to know who they were and whose they were.
Yeah, and that made a big impression. In fact, we did that with our children, you know, with Aaron and Joel and Emily. We say that to them still. Okay, final couple questions here. So we have been blessed in many ways, all by grace, our family.
Amen.
But you've had some challenges in your life.
Yeah.
And so Dad and you were married for 54 years, but 16 years ago, Dad died of a massive heart attack.
Right.
And I remember the night before he passed away,
You
were over at our house celebrating my birthday. We were eating pizza and chocolate cake. What a great birthday. And the last time I remember Dad when he was alive, you and Dad were walking out to the car, hand in hand, 54 years of marriage. Pretty special. But pretty hard when Dad passed away.
Right.
So how did God meet you in the really grieving, tough, tough times?
Well, we were very, very close, and I just knew my world was shattered, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But the Lord came and stood beside me and uplifted me and gave me friends and family and all the good things that I needed to have at that time.
Right.
And
right.
I was so grateful.
Yeah. You said to me that God said, I will be with you even in this difficult time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's been faithful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay. So last question. Last one. Because they got to go to class. So Louisa is your 14th great-grandchild, right? You are 91 years older than Louisa. What would you want to say to Louisa and these students? What challenge would you want to give them as they leave chapel today?
I would say carry on this torch. Carry on the torch of the Lord. Go into the world. Save God's people. Do things for good. Live the life that your parents would be proud of you and that the Lord would be proud of you. So do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
That's a good word. Good word. So I just read recently an author who said one of the greatest attractions for young people to the Christian faith, the thing that attracts them most, is seeing older folks like you who are still passionate about Jesus. Which reminds me of a psalm that goes like this. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. That's pretty good. How about you pray them out? Would that be good?
Right.
All right, let's do it. Grab a hand. Grab a hand, somebody next to you, and Grandma's going to pray us out for this good Monday.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these wonderful young people that are gathered here today. May they go out with joy in their hearts and with the conviction that through you they can do anything. And may they be successful and faithful to you, dear Lord. And now give them your blessing, help them through tests and exams, and be with them all the way, even to the ends of their lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Go in peace. Have a great day.